This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Corporation.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Is your heating and cooling system aging? Reliable's got you covered for just $29.99 a month. No deductibles or service fees, just coverage. Call to find out more.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you what, Sunday felt like game seven.
Wow.
If you want to know the truth, in Miami. I mean, and so I think every day is going to be game seven, quite honestly. And you know, I told somebody, you know, we get in this thing and when we're playing a week from today, you know, these guys are going to be, we're going to be pretty, it's going to, that went through a lot. So yeah, I mean, within reason, it is. It's there. We got six game sevens right now till somebody tells us we're in this thing.
He's talking about it the right way. That was Tuesday, talking about playing next Tuesday. You know what next Tuesday is?
Playoffs.
You got to have that playoff mentality. Obviously, the Braves didn't play last night. Game got rained out. Not going to play tonight. Game's already pre-rained out. So it'll be a doubleheader on Monday. There's an outside chance there's a doubleheader on Saturday, too, if the rain kind of sticks around on Friday. Now, they say it'll probably break midday and be fine by Friday night, which is good, but that'd be crazy. You play five games in Saturdays in 3 days. Nobody wants that.
No, but you got to empty it out, Andy. You got to.
But what I always say.
That's what I always say. You got to empty it out, brother.
Drain it out.
But, I mean, we mentioned this earlier this week. This is before we Brian Snicker went on with staking them. Like, all these games are playoff games.
Yeah.
Pretty much. You got to play them all like they're elimination
games. Exactly right. Because they are.
Because they basically are.
Really are. You lose the wrong one and you're out.
You're done.
Just because of how tight it is. You're outside looking in right now. Obviously, you have two games against the Mets, so you're behind, but. I mean, if you fall too far behind them before you play them, it won't even matter.
It won't even matter. Yeah. So it'd be one of the saddest doubleheaders ever. Or
I don't even think they would do it.
Y'all are done. Y'all want to play?
Not really.
I'm good.
There's a chance only one of the games gets played on Monday.
Yep.
There's a chance neither of them get played.
Yeah.
It's a chance. Now, I don't know that the Braves would. They'd be like, come on, let us have one. People are still going to buy hot dogs and beers.
Yeah.
Like, let them get in here.
And they can cheer for the guys. I don't want no farewell. You know, this is a farewell game for y'all. We appreciate everybody coming out this year.
No, we don't want that.
No. Just leave me at home. Just leave me the hell at home, man. I ain't coming out there for no farewell.
The good thing is, Monday, you'll know exactly the scenario. Because everyone else in baseball will be done playing.
Right.
What you do on Sunday against the Royals and all the listeners that we're going to have in the building who called in and won those tickets last week, when that game's said and done, you'll know exactly what needs to happen on Monday in order for your whatever you need to win both of them, or you need to split it, or whatever it is, or what the seeding is going to be. It'll kind of be cool to be standalone. Also, doubleheader between the Braves and the Mets, and no one else is playing.
Right.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
like the whole baseball world is going to be paying attention to you.
I mean, it's going to be awesome. Now, you don't want to have it. I mean, I don't want to have to play on it, but it's no choice.
Right.
But it's going to be awesome. It's going to start, I think, first game, 1 o'clock?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you have an opportunity to, I mean, control your own destiny. You know, because if you're at that point where you win and you're in, you don't need the help from anybody like that. You beat the Mets and then you're in the playoffs.
It really does
That's
set up for such
awesome.
A fun thing.
That's awesome,
like,
man.
I kind of hope the Diamondbacks handle their business this weekend so it's an elimination doubleheader.
Right.
Like, whoever doesn't win it goes home.
Goes home. Yeah.
It would be so satisfying to do that to them.
Oh, yeah. Just,
especially this year.
And vice versa,
sure,
too?
For sure. For them, too. I'm sure they would love to do that. The Braves have been beating the Mets for 30 years.
Yes.
Why would it change now? You know what I mean?
I understand exactly what you
Even
mean.
Even in a year where the Braves have been so decimated by injuries, they're still right here.
They're right here, man. Without their
it's the
without,
best
without
the Mets can
their,
do.
Without some of their top dogs. And I mean, I think, and you're under you said this, that their best player will probably back.
They probably will.
They're probably back for this stretch run or whatever. But the advantage is in the Braves' hand because of the fact that the Mets did leave. And then they do have to come back for this Monday game. And the biggest thing with the Braves need to do, they need to make them come back. You know, they need to make the Mets back to Atlanta. Trick off against Kansas City in those games. It don't matter what goes on.
They get swept by the Royals.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, never mind.
Well, damn.
Don't do that.
Well, damn.
Don't do that. All right, here's Raheem Morris. He was on with Dukes and Bell yesterday. Really good conversation, as they all always are. But he was real honest about what happened with the Chiefs and looking ahead to the Saints. If you missed it, check it out on the website. But here he is talking about their defense on third down.
Oh, the first couple of games, got some tough sacks. Got a couple hits in this game. Got 8 of them. They had 13. I think they had 2 sacks or 1 sack. I'm not sure. But we definitely got to get home so we can get some, create some of these longer third downs or get off the field.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, different year, same story.
Yep.
Falcons are second to last in the NFL in sacks through 3 weeks.
Yep. You got it.
Yeah.
It's all,
I told you I'm giving up on my second.
Yeah, man. But because it's all about the quarterback, man.
Yeah.
It's all about the quarterback. It's you got to protect him and you got to affect him. And they have not done a good job of either one. Now Kurt hasn't taken a lot of sacks, but like Ryan said, he's been getting hit a lot. And I think that, you know, just – and it's always – because when you're in longer downs, it's – I don't want to say it's easier, but you kind of have a sense where I can just go get the quarterback. But where they're in a second and 5 or third and 4,
right,
that leaves the playbook open all the whole time for this offense to be able to run the football. The Falcons' defense has got to get them in more of those things. And the Falcons' offense has got to stay out of them.
Yeah, we were hopeful that at the beginning of the year, you know, this Falcons' offense with – the upgrades that they made, certainly at the quarterback position and all of that, get some leads, right?
Mm-hmm.
Get some leads and make the other team have to be in passing situations. That has not happened.
No, man.
That has not happened through 3 weeks.
And it's still because they're ill, they're still in this process of figuring out what this quarterback can and can't do right now physically. And I think it's going to take time to build that rhythm. Now, the thing with the time is the season's already started. You know, the season has started, Buck, and these losses, they count. They count towards the overall record. And so you've got to figure it out on a hurry, and Zach Robinson's got to – I mean, one thing they got to do, they got to run more freaking plays. All right? They got to possess the ball more, man. I mean, you're losing, in most cases, 10 minutes of possession or maybe say 7 more minutes of time. You got to possess the football.
Who would you lay that blame on more? Is that the defense's inability to get off the field on third down so far, or is that the offense's inability to stay on the field?
Offense's ability to stay on.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, 6 of 27.
And
That is awful.
It's third worst in the NFL.
Yeah, those are – but that's
NFL.
What I'm saying.
On
those,
third down.
If you say, offensively. Say, for instance, say that 6 is 12. I mean, that's 6 more possessions that you've had this season,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so who knows what goes on in those possessions. So I'm going to put it on the offense to stay on rhythm, to be able to have good first down plays and get management where you can run pass, play action pass, mm-hmm. and let Kurt do what he does best.
Do you know how many sacks the Vikings have?
Like 13?
16.
Okay.
16. Do you know how many sacks the Falcons have?
3.
3.
Yeah. And I know the team they got coming in got, 12? I think 12
Let's
or 11.
Scroll back up.
11, 12, something like that.
11.
11 sacks.
Yeah.
I mean,
about 11.
They got to get, I mean, Matt Bergeron, why do I want to call him Bergeron?
Judon.
He can't do it by himself.
No, he can't.
Where's these other guys? Where's this Arnold Lebacati guy?
Great question.
Where's this, where's the dog at?
Where is he?
Where are they at?
Where are they?
Where's this pass rush at?
I know.
Right?
I know.
Because he was supposed to come in and these guys were supposed to be better.
They were.
Does Arnold Lebacati have a pressure?
I think he got a pressure on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
I think I heard his name on Sunday. But yeah, man, like
you got a pass rush, dog.
That part of it was supposed to improve, and because of the fourth down play calls and the quarterback and all the, you know, there's stuff that's easier to talk about that's going to be talked about. That sort of flown under the radar a little bit, but it's the same problem.
Yeah,
they can't get the quarterback.
Can't get the quarterback
on the ground. Haven't been able to get the quarterback on the ground.
Get the quarterback on the ground.
Hopefully that changes on Sunday.
No, I know I saw a lot of guys for the Saints. Some of the big dudes didn't practice. Not saying they're not going to play.
Kamara didn't practice.
I saw that Derek Carr popped up on the injury with a groin.
Yeah.
So there's a couple other dudes that are on. You know, I'm not saying they probably won't play, but it's something to monitor.
Something to look at.
They were in, and Arch said it. What was it, Arch? I think Arch might have said it. Or how physical that damn football game was against Philadelphia.
He talked about it. Yeah,
I mean it was a we call it a slobber knocker.
It was.
That's what it was.
It was a great
it really physical, was. Old school football game where the game was decided in the trenches
because the Eagles hadn't really been playing defense like that yet either,
right.
And they showed up. against the Saints. And then the Saints defense is rough. Obviously, yeah. So much focus on what their offense has done. But they're tough, man. And they both played really well in that game. What was it, 15-12 yeah. or something like that? Yeah. Super low-scoring game. They had the Falcons-Chiefs game on NFL Network last night.
Mm-hmm.
Braves weren't on. There wasn't really anything on.
Mm-hmm.
So I watched a bit of it. I really hope that Caleb McGarry can play on Sunday because they really took advantage of Storm Norton.
Yeah.
In that second half.
But you looked at what Spags did. Spags was like, okay, they got two of their start linemen. Let's go.
They lit them
yeah,
up.
Yeah, let go.
It was, I mean, yeah. And again, I know they're bringing heat from that side and all that, yeah. But man, it was rough.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Plays. Yeah.
That guy, you know, Storm didn't get any reps
no,
in practice?
No, he didn't. He got some reps on Sunday.
He got mental reps.
He didn't
whatever
go good.
Every practice rep. Kurt, I mean,
just,
yeah.
I'm just saying, careful what you wish for, because I know McGarry got crapped on, rightfully so, for the way that he played against TJ. There's a reason why he's the starter.
Yes.
There's a reason why he's the guy that's out there. Kirk also missed quite a few throws in the second half of
that
game.
He just wasn't out.
He really wasn't.
He was not on.
It was just obviously the Pitts one could have been higher. There was a throw to London where Drake had the guy beat and he underthrew him. There was a play on fourth down where he didn't make a good throw to him. Another thing that Kirk was doing, he did it.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Twice in a row, pocket just collapsed on him and he just kind of dumped it in the middle of the scrum.
Yeah.
Let's be a little more careful than that. Because both of those passes very easily could have been interceptions.
Yeah,
one of them he threw right at Bijan, who was on the ground, and it finally hit the ground. The second one he threw in the middle of the offensive line, hit the guy in the helmet.
And popped up.
Popped up in the air.
Yeah.
Like, let's throw it away.
Yeah.
Let's get it out.
But he's still working on his timing. And again, the unfortunate part about it is that these games count. You know, and you're learning and you're progressing through all the things with your new receivers, your new play caller, all these things, what worked, what doesn't work. And you know what they actually need right now? They need a damn bye week. They need a damn bye week after this week. So they can,
that sucks to
so they,
say.
So they can figure some – so they can start getting some more stuff done.
We're 4 weeks in and we're like, these guys need a break.
No, I'm not saying they need a break from the physicality of it. They need to get some more stuff going.
They
man.
Need the weather need to affect them.
Yeah, they need to get some more stuff going.
The Braves got 2 days off. Maybe the Falcons can get a couple days off.
Because it's not anywhere where it needs to be. I know that you hear people talk about, well, the Falcons are – they're this close. They hung in there, all these different things. I just don't see it.
I'm so tempted to say it.
I just don't see it yet.
I'm not going to say it.
I don't see it
Should
yet.
I say it?
What's that?
You know they have preseason.
Oh, I mean, you say that. I'm not going to say
you
that.
You only have those games.
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to. I'm definitely
three of them.
Definitely not going to go there.
Three
but,
games.
But no.
They could have done some of that
they
stuff.
They just got to, you know, because right now they're in their own way right now. Now, other teams they played were good, T.J. Watt and all those things, but these are games they should have, could have still won if you just made a play, if you had a better call, if your quarterback did this, if your defense was able to do this, if your play caller went over there and absolutely gave your right tackle some help.
Yep.
All the three of these, well, they won one of them, but the two they lost, they were right there.
Yeah.
And it's a missed block by Tyler Algiers, maybe, or Raheem not taking the points.
Yeah. No, the two they lost were just as winnable as the one they won. And the one they won was just as losable as the two they lost.
Yes.
I mean, it's all been razor thin through 3 weeks. I mean, 1-2 is okay as long as you beat the Saints on Sunday. 2-2 through the first four, and then maybe you can start getting some of this cleaned up like talked about. But you got to get it cleaned up before Sunday because the Saints are a pretty good football team. Week four starts tonight.
Yes.
Right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Cowboys at Giants.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, would it be hilarious. If Daniel Jones sent the Cowboys to 1-3, I'll be honest with you, that would really make me happy.
Oh,
I'd like that.